Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Monbukhet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukhet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jack Kralik now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Monbukhet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukhet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbukhet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukhet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Schilling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to second. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. Tillman moves to second. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Willie Tasby now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkland moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bressuit moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-3 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Bob Allen. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton, who is chasing the ball. Kindle reaches third base with a triple. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Early win now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.